Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Good morning. For the better part of past few weeks, we've been talking about self-control and grit and perseverance. And very careful. I don't want to judge, and I might get Gidi Hansen, the Growing Place, as my guest. She's on Wednesday. She might disagree with me here, but and that's okay. I mean, she knows more than I do about this stuff. But sometimes I see some of the people in downtown, the homeless, the transients, and I don't see a lot of grit. I don't see a lot of perseverance. I see just a lot of acceptance that this is the way it's going to be, and they've given up. And is it a sin to give up? Is it a sin to just say, you know what, I've had it. This is the life I'm going to have, and this is the life it's going to be, and this is what I am, and that's it. That's it. And some people might say, is there anything really wrong with that? You know, if this is the life you want to live, that's the life you want to live, and who are we to judge? And there'll be some who say, why go through all that work? Why go through the perseverance and grit and all of that? If I just, you know, sometimes it's just pound your head against the wall. You may as well do that. And so kind of playing devil's advocate here. But Gidi, I think you're going to tell me that there's some scriptures that tell us that God admires grit and definitely. Perseverance. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Definitely God admires and creates in us perseverance. Let's look at James chapter 1, verse 12, and I'm reading from the NIV. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial. Having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. So last week we talked about grit. Now we're going to talk about the Christian virtue, what we would call perseverance.
Let me say
a few words about this scripture. Blessed literally means happy. Happy is the one who perseveres under trial, having stood the test. So we get tested in life. We go through trials, and God is looking for us to persevere. Now, you know, I can't persevere without God. I need the Holy Spirit. I need God's grace to persevere. And then it says that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him.
So when we hear this, happy is the person who perseveres, or blessed is the person who perseveres under trial, because when they go through that, they'll receive the crown of life. We're talking about the crown of life. Are we talking about the rewards that God provides in the hereafter, or will he provide the blessings that come here on earth? Because I think for some people, it's like, I did all this work, God, please give me something for it here on earth so I could see it. You know, I need to be able to know that all of this work I'm doing, all this perseverance and grit that I've done, that somewhere it hasn't been for naught.
Yeah, oh, Jerry, that is excellent what you're saying. And we've got scriptures coming up in the future weeks that address exactly that.
Well, even from a psychologist standpoint, I guess it's sort of that sense of accomplishment that comes with having persevered through a difficult time.
We need encouragement. Mm-hmm. And I believe God gives us that encouragement, maybe not when we want it necessarily, when we just feel like, I could use some encouragement right now, and it doesn't seem to be there. I think of that as God creating more grit in me.
Well, it made me think of Job automatically a little bit about what, when you talk about grit in the situation he was, he put himself in, I suppose, by not listening to God and God testing him.
I don't know about that. Okay. But anyway, he definitely underwent a severe test. And going back to what you said at the top of the show, I'll tell you, Jerry, I would probably not survive on the streets. I don't know if I have the grit to not have a home and to live on the charity of others and not be able to bathe. And I mean, there is a grit that one needs to live on the street and to be homeless.
There is. But I also think that there, for some, not everybody's different, there are some, I think, who would say, you know, I'm just content. I'm content with this lifestyle. I'm content doing this,
and
it's more preferable.
I knew a man who was dying. Remember that guy in front of the Safeway on Mangrove before they moved to the new location? The guy in the wheelchair who first had, he had one leg missing, and then he had two legs missing, and then all his teeth fell out. And, you know, everybody knew his name. I don't remember his name, but my husband knew him. All the pastors knew him. The police knew him. And so much help was offered to this gentleman. He had diabetes, and he was leaving it untreated, and he was homeless. And he refused the help because he said, I want to be independent. I don't want to come under you.
So do you consider that grit?
It's a kind of grit. I think it's misplaced. Yeah. I think a lot of people really wanted to help him, but he didn't want the help. So just like any strength, it can be misapplied.
Okay.
Any strength can be misapplied. But, you know, I don't think we should look down our noses at people.
That's not what I was doing.
I know you're not. No, but maybe for the listener and to know that that's not what we're saying.
Right.
We're not looking down our noses at an unfortunate person and saying, if you only had more grit, you wouldn't be where you are
today.
No,
that's not.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm telling you, it takes grit to be where they are.
Because I would say that I myself am somebody who says, I might not want to take up this challenge. I might say, you know something, I don't want to have to need grit to sustain this, to take this challenge.
So let me have a question for you. When do we know it's God's will
to undergo
the test or the challenge, and when do we know that God says, just walk away?
It's a great question.
I'm going to ask you for a change.
Okay. I think it's each individual. I don't think we have a break. Thank goodness. It gives me a chance to think about it for 2 minutes. I'll try to answer Gidi's question. When do we know that grit is required in a given situation? And when is it best just to say, you know what? I'm going to walk away from this challenge because the hell with it. It's not worth it. This is not something that is worth my time to invest in grit. It's an interesting point. We'll continue our chat with Gidi after this.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is Live Local Talk.
So wake me up. All right. Gidi asked me a question going into the break about when is there a time where you just say, okay, this might be a noble cause, might be worthwhile, but maybe I don't want to expend the grit and self-control required to maybe achieve this task. I had a couple of minutes to think about it. I'm still having a difficult time. But maybe just if you look at the obstacle, maybe if you're talking to somebody about maybe God and you're realizing that, okay, I'd like to try to turn this person around and try to help this person, but this person is just not ready to listen. And I think, okay, is it best to spend what little time I have left on this earth trying to convince somebody to change their minds, or is my time better invested using maybe a certain supply of grit that I have and use discernment and say, I'll pray for this person, hope for the best, but you know what? It's wasted time. Let's move on to something else and use my grit. I only have so much of it available. Let's use it for something that might be more productive. That might be the way I'd go.
Yeah, well, I think that's a great answer, Jerry. That's really good.
You put me on the spot.
Yeah. Well, now you know how I feel. No, that's a good answer. And for me, it would be discerning the will of God. Because in the end, he's the one I have to answer to. And there are certain things I would love to walk away from, and the Lord says, don't walk away. And there are other things that I would love to get into, and God says it's not in the plan.
Yeah, I finally came up with the answer because the other day my two sons were arguing over something so ridiculous. I finally just had to talk to my oldest son and say, this is a battle not worth having. It's not worth it. This is not that big of a deal. Just walk away. And I said to the younger one, this is not a big deal. Who cares whether or not he said something to you that irritated you. It wasn't meant that way. It doesn't matter. Just let it go. And I think that's kind of where I said, I would probably say, don't waste your grit on arguing this. This is not worth it.
Exactly.
Even though you might be right.
That's just stubbornness.
It's not worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the underlying truth of the scripture we're looking at today, James 1:12, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life. The underlying assumption here is to be a Christian requires grit. Mm-hmm. To be a Christian requires perseverance. It's not an easy, kneesy, nosy kind of a endeavor.
Yeah, even the basic tasks sometimes, and I hope that God doesn't take this wrong. I don't mean it to, and I'm sure it won't sound right, but it takes an effort to get up in the morning, get all the kids together and say, we're going to church, we've got to get dressed, we got to go. That's an hour of preparation, it's an hour at church, it's an hour coming, half, you know, it's part of the day. But it's important, and there is a certain discipline and grit that's required, even for something as simple as saying, we're going to go to church and worship, because there is still an effort that's required. And, of course, we should go to it with joy and happiness. But sometimes it does become a chore for some people. Now, I don't know, that might not be the kind of grit that God would appreciate, because I'm sure he doesn't want it to think
well,
that...
Well, here's, you know, being married to a pastor... Mm-hmm. You know, you've heard the old joke where the man wakes up on Sunday morning and he rolls over and tells his wife, honey, I don't want to go to church today. Mm-hmm. And his wife said, sweetheart, we have to go. Yeah. And he says, no, I don't want to go to church today. And she says, come on, honey, get up. We have to go. And finally he says, give me one good reason why I have to go to church today. And she says, because you're the pastor.
Yeah.
So... You know, we all have seasons where something is waiting for us at church that we dread.
Mm-hmm.
It might be for some people boredom because their passion has not been ignited yet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just kind of going through the motions, or they don't really understand what all this Bible talk is.
Well, I hear what you're saying. But
And then for other people, there might be a really cantankerous person at the church. They love God. They love the worship. But there's Mrs. So-and-so or so-and-so who's waiting for them, just waiting to pounce on them.
I think what I was getting at was is if somehow I could magically, like bewitched, snap my fingers and I show up and we're all in church sitting in the pews and the church starts. The grit I think I'm talking about is we got to get up, kids. We got to get dressed. You got to take a shower. You got to brush your teeth. We got to get in the car. We got to drive. We got to get go. And then if we could just magically appear and then say, okay, now we're done. Let's go back. So I think I'm talking about grit and self-discipline. I'm talking about the grit and self-discipline of just preparation.
Absolutely.
For going to church.
And think if we did the finger snapping and we're suddenly there, what are we going to do the first time we are faced with the fact that, you know what, we're going to face opposition because we're Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even know what it's like to make ourselves get up in the morning
mm-hmm.
and go to church. What's it going to be like when we're on the job and someone says, you can't wear that cross here?
Yeah.
You can't mention the name of Jesus. What are you doing on your coffee break? What is that book you're reading? You can't read the Bible here.
Mm-hmm.
You can't bring it here.
But that's a whole different... I'm not sure. That requires discernment there. I know that in my job, I wear a cross. And when I'm doing a story, and sometimes I might have an open collar, I'm very careful to take the cross off or to turn it around because it's a distraction, and I'm not sure that it's appropriate to doing that for my particular job for as a newscaster to be showing off the cross. Sometimes it accidentally shows up, and I'm like,
right.
And I'll feel right about
that's
that.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Right.
I'm talking about persecution because we are Christians.
Right. Right.
It's like, you know, women who are persecuted on the job because they are women.
Right.
Or people of color who are persecuted on a job because they are people of color.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not talking about inappropriately flashing
right.
our faith.
I see.
But being told your faith has no place here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this scripture that we're looking at assumes that there's going to be testing, that there's going to be trials, that we're going to need perseverance
mm-hmm.
to receive that crown of life.
I'm going to talk more about the crown of life when we come back. What is the crown of life for us? Don't answer, because we're going to take a break, and we're talking about perseverance, and God says he admires perseverance when we have it in our daily lives, and he says there's a crown of life that comes with it. Do we see that crown of life in this earth, or is it in the kingdom later, or is it both? We'll be right back.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
Yeah, I think I'm getting too far ahead because I know that one of the scriptures we're going to talk about in coming weeks is God talks about in Hebrews, when you've done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. And, you know, what is it? What do you get? What do you get if you persevere? You know, what's the reward? And we're talking to Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. By the way, Gidi is a licensed and marriage family therapist at The Growing Place, located over on East Avenue. You can go to tgplace.org to learn more about that if you have needs, discussions, and you want to, you maybe have some problems in your family or in your marriage, and maybe you have some addictions or whatever it is. They can take your problem from a Christian perspective or a secular perspective. But their number is 588-0448, 588-0448. Gidi, we were talking about the crown of life. What is this? Let's make sure we just go to the scripture one last time. It's James 1:2. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. When we talk about, I guess we should maybe just break this down a little bit real quickly. Under trial, does that mean under a religious trial or any kind of trial?
Well, it's just whatever testing comes our way.
Uh-huh.
You know, to persevere when we are being tested, we will receive a crown of life. I believe that, you know, in Revelation, our Lord says to one of the churches, be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. So in that situation, in that context, the crown of life is something we receive in the hereafter. Mm-hmm. But I believe when we receive Christ, we receive his resurrection life. We receive the new life. So in a sense, we're kind of living in two worlds. We have the crown of life right now to get us through our trials, but the crown of life that we're going to have in eternity will be even more glorious than anything we can imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the real... In a sense, that's the test, too, for a lot of us, is having that faith that there is something far, far greater than what we have on this earth, and
yes,
having and believing that. And that kind of what sustains us to hopefully try to do good things, and the knowledge that if we do, there's something far better beyond.
Exactly. And to know what it is, who we're serving, and why we're going through this suffering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we are in a trial, we need to understand. I often ask God when I'm in a trial, what is it you want me to learn?
Mm-hmm.
Let me know it consciously, and let me cooperate with you and learn it so that this thing doesn't get prolonged.
What happens when there is no perseverance? I really hesitate to say this right now because I know that I might be asking for trouble. But right now, for the last two or three years, things have... There's been no major test that we've had in our lives. And we've been, I mean, your daily tests, there's been some challenges and that kind of thing. We've had failures. But ever since 5-6 years ago, we haven't had in our family any major, major tests. We've had small ones, but nothing that's been life altering. Is it not bad, but does it create a weakness in us when we don't have challenges, when we don't require perseverance?
You know, every day has its challenges.
So maybe that we do, or maybe some people is handling
them. Those little challenges add up.
Okay.
The daily challenges create the muscle.
Okay.
It creates the grit. We don't need to have something catastrophic.
Okay.
Necessarily. And if we are doing our daily grit building, if and when, God forbid, the catastrophe strikes, we are prepared.
So in other words, we could be doing a lot of grit building that,
yes,
we're not aware of.
Yes.
Just by daily living.
Yes.
Because we get used to the certain routines of life. And some of the routines of life require perseverance that we just kind of,
yeah,
and maybe we take for granted. Maybe we don't give ourselves enough credit.
You know, somebody's trial may be boredom.
Mm-hmm.
They know they're where God wants them to be, mm-hmm, and they know they have to stay here, and they're bored out of their minds.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to keep pushing through and figuring out. You know, and I think if any of our listeners find themselves in that place, God may be wanting you to discover your passion.
Right. Well, yeah, I think maybe we stumbled onto something, because for those of us who sometimes feel we have mundane lives a little bit and there's no real big challenges, maybe we are have more challenges that we're accomplishing than we realize. And maybe maybe I'm trying to make myself feel better about that aspect, but maybe just the daily routines of getting up in the morning and getting ready to go and getting your kids to school and making sure their homework's done, things that all families do each day, and making sure that they're that you're providing food on the table, and even though it seems routine and mundane, maybe those simple little tasks of life should be appreciated. And as I was talking to Pastor Jordan a few weeks ago, live in the moment that those things are happening and appreciate them more. And if you live in the moment, maybe you'll realize, boy, I'm persevering a lot more than I realize.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
It could be. And then when the big thing, if it hits, you're ready for
it. Well, it's going to hit.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question. I always say this. Rodney Dangerfield, you know, one of my favorite comedians, would say, you know, the best thing that's going to happen to you in your life, the best possibility, you're going to get very old, very sick, and die. And that's the best that's going to happen to you. So it's just a matter of time for all of us.
Yeah.
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 We'll just delay it.
Yeah. So it's nice to look at challenges as faith building, grit building, passion building, dedication building exercise, instead of an interruption to my life, a disruption, interference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we change our lens and change our perspective, I'm going back now to more of the therapist's viewpoint. We can look back on our lives and see, wow, the very things that I hated and I wished had never happened or have actually created some good fruit in my life.
It has to do with the positive psychology, and that wraps up our show. Gidi, thank you so much.
Thank you. The
positive psychology being that maybe we're doing more persevering and more strength building than we realize in our mundane lives.
Yeah, could be.
All right. Gidi Hansen, The Growing Place. If you want to give her a call to maybe set up an appointment or learn more about them, you can go to tgplace.org. Give them a call at 588-0448, 588-0448. Good discussion. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.